The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now we're joined by Aidan Fitzmaurice, travel and food content creator. Aidan, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Things to do out and about this weekend.
Yeah, we have lots of kind of Halloween-themed stuff coming because it is October. So let's start with a date idea. The Nightmare Realm launches this weekend. I don't know if you're into that, Pat, now getting scared.
I'd say it could be quite fun.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's actually in Smithfield this year. So it's running from this weekend, 4th of October, until the 1st of November. They have five brand new themed mazes. They have Halloween Town, which is a Victorian town stuck in time, live entertainment, the dark circus, all that good stuff, photo opportunities, a great one to check out for the spooky season to get in the spirit. And tickets start at €34 per person.
And that's in Smithfield Square itself?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, special construction. What else?
So the Cork Folk Festival is on this weekend and one of my favourite artists, Iarla O'Leonard, is going to be performing with Cormac McCarthy, Matthew Beryl and Rosie McCarthy at the Triskell Arts Centre on Friday. And this is all part of the 45th annual event of the Cork Folk Festival. Tickets for this start at €26.
Now let's talk about something for family and kids, nieces, nephews. What are you suggesting?
As I mentioned, it's all Halloween themed this weekend, Pat. So I said I would give you some great pumpkin patches that are now open. And I did a deep dive to make sure that these ones still have tickets available. But do make sure to book ahead and the tickets are going very quickly. So the first up is Clisman Horse Caravans. They're based in Wicklow. So they have, of course, the pumpkin patch. You can also do wheelbarrow guided tours, donkey tours, and lots of good fun around there. They also have a cafe on site. Tickets for this start at €14.50, which also includes your pumpkin to take home. The Galway Pumpkin Patch is also a great one to check out. So this is a farm, so they have animals on site, playground, games. Family tickets start at €30. That's three people and a pumpkin to take home. And individual tickets are €14.50. And then finally, the Killarney Pumpkin Patch. So they're celebrating Samhain this year. You can pick up your pumpkin, visit the witch's cottage, meet the characters, ghost stories, Shanachie, all that good stuff. There's also alpacas there. I know families absolutely love them. So you can check out all the details on killarneypumpkinfarm.ie. Tickets for this start at €17.50.
Do you have any idea when the pumpkin started to be a thing in Ireland? Because as a child, I remember we used to hollow out turnips.
Really?
And, you know, make a face in a turnip and stick a little candle inside.
By the time I came along now, it was pumpkins were all the rage.
It's all American, really. Even though we can
For sure.
grow pumpkins here.
Yeah.
It's very American-esque.
I do love a pumpkin. I got my first one for the house the other day and I'm going to get a few more, I'd say.
Yeah. What have you done with the inside of it? Are you,
do you know
making
what?
Pumpkin
I just
pie?
Leave them. I just leave them. I just like them without any of the carving. I think they're beautiful on their own.
Now, if you're on your ownio, flying solo, where to go?
Dingle Food Festival is on this weekend, voted the best food festival in Ireland. And obviously Dingle's a buzzing town. There's so much to see and do here. There's going to be a taste trail with over 60 food market stalls. Ali Dunworth and Dee Laffin will be doing a talk over the weekend all around Irish pints. So that would be a great one to check out. There'll be masterclasses, food book launches, discussion, banter, street entertainment, kids entertainment. So tickets for this start at €20 if you bring your own bowl. This is for the taste trail.
Okay.
But if you don't have your own bowl, they're €3 each. So that goes on top of the cost of the ticket. But all the details for all of the events.
So you're like Oliver Twist carrying your little bowl around.
Please, sir, can I have some food? All the details are on the dinglefood.com website. And do register ahead of time for the specific events.
And at the other end of the country, up in Ballina.
Ballina Fringe is on this weekend. So this welcomes both musical acts, comedy acts, theatre and writers. There'll be loads going on this weekend, but my top pick is Arborist. So they won the Northern Ireland Album of the Year in 2023. They're absolutely incredible. I actually saw them perform last year in Dingle for Other Voices. They're going to be playing in the Methodist Church on October 5th. So for all of the Ballina Fringe Festival events, check out their website and be sure to book ahead of time. And the ticket prices do vary as well.
I see there's a mention of Simon Price, a journalist from the Guardian newspaper, who's going to have a public interview and audience Q&A about Curepedia.
What's yes.
Curepedia?
It's his book.
On the Cure?
On the Cure, yes.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
That will be a really interesting one to check out as well.
Now, there's a free event you want to mention?
So this week, I've chosen three kind of free spooky sites to get people in the spirit in Dublin to check out. So last weekend, I did the Hellfire Loop Trail. I love it. I hadn't done it in such a long time. The views are incredible, especially this time of year when you've got that kind of fogginess up there. You can go into the Hellfire Club itself. And while you're there, I highly recommend, there's a great podcast episode about this by the Three Castles Burning podcast. It's all around the history of the Hellfire Club. So put that in your ears. Go for a nice stroll. The dream weekend activity. As well as that, a great spooky site in Dublin is the Black Church called St. Mary's Chapel. So local legend says that this place is home to the devil, and there are three ways to get him to appear. You can either run around the church three times at midnight, walk around the church in reverse 13 times, or recite Our Father backwards. And then finally, St. Mission's Church on Aran Quay.
I think they like to call it St. Mikan's, actually.
Oh, Mikan's. Yeah, yeah. There you go, St. Mikan's Church on Aran Quay.
I know it well because I grew up in the area. The Crusader was down there, and then someone vandalised the crypt and destroyed the Crusader.
You can still go down to the crypt here, which is interesting. So they do have centuries-old mummies there still, and a 400-year-old nun as well. So this church was actually the inspiration behind the Dracula book by Bram Stoker. So it's just a really cool one to check out. The church is free entry, but if you do want to go into the crypt, that's €3.50. Mm.
I was down there one time and there was a Swedish guy there. I mentioned this before on the programme, and he burst into song because the mummification process happens because it's very dry down there.
Right.
And he found that he came to Ireland for a concert in the concert hall, and he said, coming down here is the only time I've been able to clear my guitar and sing properly. Which he did in the crypt.
Was it
to entertain us all? That was very entertaining, and
wow,
we all had a bit of a laugh.
What an incredible experience.
Anyway, there's a new opening you want to mention?
There is. So Alta have just opened their bar and bottle shop. So they found their residence in Grand Canal Dock a few months back, but now they had the launch of the bottle shop last week. So this is going to feature their restaurant wines, bottled cocktails and merchandise for drinking in-house and carry out and gifting. A really cool place to check out. Alta is just amazing. They have DJs on throughout the weekend. Obviously, incredible food, incredible drink. Very, very exciting one to check out.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.